And so when the monks, welcomed him in that way, so he wrote this a praise. He wrote a poem, that's in praise of Manjushri. And then when he was writing that, in the Manjushri, it's just a statue, right? And he looked back. The statue looked back and said, "Do I really have those qualities?" So the statue, spoke. The statue spoke. So only later, when the monastery was completely destroyed, that otherwise before that, you can still see those statues in that spot. So he came into the monastery. He was invited into the monastery, and many monks in that monastery received many initiations, teachings, and instructions from Lobban Tendakome, and he became a teacher, a guru, a teacher to many of the monks. And then and then later, when they were talking about discussing about the views of the Chittan Bhatan school and the Prasangika Madhyamika school, then Chandrakirti debated with him, and then they went out and then debated for many years on these two different kind of views. So they used to debate a lot that all these shepherds and the village people looking after the cows or the shepherds, they hear them all the time debating. And they memorize, they even know what they're going to say. So Chandrakirti is going to say this, and Chandragomi is going to say this. They have even memorized what they are talking, because they are talking all the time. So the shepherds used to say that, they will never come to the conclusion. So therefore, it is not easy, to defeat, the view of the Chittan Mahajan school, the way the Chittan Mahajan school explains about the selfness of phenomena and selflessness of person.
And an
emptiness that is a form's emptiness of existing by way of its own characteristic as a base for assigning the term form. You understand that? Yeah?
Yes. What's that?
There's no inferior character that is there. So there's no phenomena that has its own character.
So the form is a form, right? Form is a form. Form is the name of the form, right? Form is called form. So form is the name of form, right? That's quite clear, right? So form, So the form is the only basis that can be assigned with the term form. Right? So how do you assign that term? The term form is assigned to only form. Right? It cannot be assigned to any other things. So when it is assigned, you know, to that form, how is it assigned? Is it assigned by itself? So the form is the basis for the term form, right? The form is the basis for the term form. Right. So the term form is assigned to the basis form, and so is it that the term form is assigned by itself? So the question is, you know, the basis, the form is the base for the term form, right? The term form is, you know, based on the form, right? So the form became the basis for the term form, right? The form became basis for the term form. So how did it become basis? Did it become by itself, or somebody assigned it, or how did it become? So that's the question.
So
he's called Emilio, right? So this person Emilio is a name.
That the person then Emilio is a mean you just can't remember as when you thought.
So the Emilio, you know, the person, how did, you know, he become Emilio? Did he become Emilio by himself, or he became Emilio because somebody called him Emilio?
Yes.
So that's the question.
So the person,
you know, who is the basis, you know, of the name Emilio, right? So he didn't become the basis of Emilio by himself, right? So that's what it says here: the emptiness of existing by way of it is one characteristic. That means, like, you know, by becoming the basis of the term Emilio by himself.
So the form
is the basis for the term form, right? So because that thing is called form, therefore that thing became the basis, which is called form. Right? So the form is the basis for the term form. So we all know that. The form is the basis for the term form, but how did it become the basis? Did it become by itself, or was it, you know, assigned by somebody? Right? So, you know, most of you said it's assigned, right? It's not become by itself. If it didn't become by itself, then is it just merely,